coming in as the third-ranked team in the state, and by all accounts, I think the best all-around team in the state. They really do not have weaknesses. They have tremendous size. Cisneros is a good solid 5'10", 5'11". Rojas is 5'11". They have Cisneros listed at 6 foot. I'm not sure if she is or not, but she's right in that neighborhood. And so we are underway. There's the tip. Warriors win the tip, and Graham has it. Swings it right side to McLean. McLean looking for a couple of cutters. Not there. Swings it out on top to Plummer. They'll look for McLean coming around the baseline. They cut her, and Ray pulls out the rebound. Pushes it ahead right side to Shadden. Shadden out on top to Spink. Spink, three-point line extended top of the key out to about probably 28 feet. Swings it left angle to Ray. Ray looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Goes left baseline to Spink. Back out to Ray. Ray back to Spink. Left corner. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Throws it out to Cisneros. Cisneros to Ray. Ray drives the left side. Cut off by Hatch. Bounce pass to Spink. Spink top of the key three-pointer. No good. Rebound. That's going to be an over-the-back call on Cisneros as Dumler with excellent inside position there. First team foul on either team. Cisneros is first. They got a wrong number up there. They should have called that 40 and they called it 10. That is, they'll see if they get that corrected. That was clearly on Cisneros, and the score clock operator put it up as Rojas. So I believe that's one on Cisneros, none on Rojas. We'll see if they called it wrong or not. Plummer out on top of the ball, swings it left side, almost stolen. Graham almost had it. Ray knocks it away. It's going to be Warrior basketball. 6:37 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Dayton. Keely talking with Alyssa about making that pass to the angle. You have to use ball fakes. You have to look the defense off a little bit. They get it down to Dumler now. Dumler, top of the key, swings it right side to Graham. And I think Coach Spink is talking to the official about 10 being up on the board as the foul. He knows that wasn't on Rojas. There's going to be a foul, loose ball foul on the far side on Spink as she went after the ball, taking Hatch out. So now they've corrected it. So it's Cisneros with one, and it's going to be a foul on Spink. That's her first also. Second team foul. Score clock operator having some issues here. They gave that team foul to the Warriors. It should be against, and the official now coming over to talk. Should be two team fouls on Dayton and one on the Warriors. Reg needs to talk to them about that. That is the first team foul. McLean takes the inbound out on top. Looks at the three, gives it to Graham. Graham out near the center circle. Using her dribble, goes left to McLean. McLean on the ankle gets down low to Plummer. Plummer all by herself to the hoop and lays it up and in. Nobody knew where she was, and Plummer got herself open down there on the baseline and lays it up and in. 2-2 with 2 minutes gone. Spink, right corner to Cisneros, looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Throws it cross court. Shadden puts up a long two. No good. Ball goes out of bounds as Graham does a great job of sealing off Cisneros. Warriors playing much better here tonight than they did a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in Amity. Warriors basketball, 2-2 game, 2 minutes and 10 seconds gone. Hatch, right angle, looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Man-to-man defense extended way out. There's a tip pass. Plummer gets it back. Nothing there. Gets it out to McLean. Foul line. Bounces around and goes in. That one used all the iron, folks. And it drops in. It's 4-2 Warriors, the early lead. Shadden gets it to Spink. Spink, foul line, bounces it right corner to Ray. Ray goes inside to Cisneros, trying to back down. She travels. Great defense, position defense by Lillian Dumler down there to hold her position. Cisneros fumbled the ball a little bit and then traveled as she tried to regather herself. 4-2 Warriors, 5:23 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors basketball. Graham works down, backs down into the lane, gives it to McLean, and McLean banks it in from the corner of the foul line on the left angle there. 6-2 Warriors with the early lead, 3 minutes gone. Ray and Spink playing catch out top. Spink now with it. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Swing it left side to Shadden. Shadden back out to Spink. Warriors now in a 2-3 matchup zone, we'll call it. Rojas kicks it back out to Spink. They go left corner. Shadden. Shadden misses. Rebound tipped by Cisneros. Pulled out of there by Plummer. Plummer brings it up herself as Ray tries to deny Graham. Plummer works it right side to Hatch. Hatch looking inside. Nothing there. Back out to Plummer. Plummer, left angle, Graham, baseline, scoops it up, no good, and Cisneros gets the rebound. Cisneros to Spink. Spink ahead right side to Ray. Ray gets it to Rojas in the mid-post right side, loses it off her foot, gets it back on the baseline. Throws it back out to Cisneros at the foul line. Now to Ray on the right angle. They go back down into Rojas. Rojas double teamed there. She gets it out. Cisneros with a foul line jumper, and she buries it. That's what we're talking about. They've got a lot of weapons on this team. 6-4 Warriors, 4-11 to go in the first quarter. Graham down on the right corner to Hatch. Hatch back out to Graham on the right angle. Looking at McLean, nothing there. Picks it up, goes back to Hatch. They'd like to get that ball inside. They try to lob it inside. They throw it all the way across to Plummer. Plummer saves it back to McLean. She turns, shoots, no good. Rebound's loose. Dumbler had a hand on it, and Spink comes out of there with it. Spink pushes it away, head to Ray. Ray all by herself, lays it up and in. Ray leaked out, trusting her teammates to get that rebound, and it was a good decision on her part. 6-6. Just past the halfway point here in the first quarter. McLean, left angle with it. Goes down low to Plummer on the left side. Back out to McLean. Now out on top to Hatch. Hatch goes inside to Graham. Graham on the right box. Up, misses the shot. Good defense there by Ray. Cisneros with the rebound. Ahead to Spink. Spink takes it all the way. Misses the shot. McLean had it knocked out of bounds off of Rojas. Warrior basketball. Moore and Jaden Moore and number 21, that is Kylie Hill, into the game for Dayton as Cisneros and Shadden go out. No real drop-off there. In fact, Moore comes in. She's a better shooter than Shadden. And the Warriors will be remiss if they leave her open at the three-point line like they did Shadden. Dumbler misses a three on the right corner, takes a high bounce and hits the support. And so it will be out of bounds. Ball to Dayton. The official now catching up with the fact that there should be two team fouls on Dayton and none on Amity. It says one each. He tells them to correct it. And they are in the process of doing that. Good job by the officiating crew there to notice that. Still shouldn't. There they go. They got it right now. I was going to say they shouldn't have a foul there on the Warriors. Moore on top. Cisneros looks at a deep two. A little long. No good. Hill with the rebound puts it up and in. Nobody boxed out Hill in that 2-3 zone. That's the problem with the zone, is that it's hard to box out sometimes. You got to make an extra effort to find your man. 8-6 Pirates. Dumbler with the ball on top, swings it right side to Hatch down in the right corner now. Finds McLean cutting to the hoop, and nice pass as McLean lays it up and in. She's got six. That was an assist from Graham in the right corner. McLean gave it to her and then cut hard to the hoop. Good pass. Cisneros on top, fakes the shot, goes left corner to Spink. Spink double teamed out there in this 2-3 zone. Now they go on top. There's a dribble in by Ray. She goes low to Rojas, and she lays it up for her first basket. And it's 10-8. Pirates. Warriors hanging with them here as we come up on the two-minute mark in the first quarter. Graham with the ball, taking her time. Surveying the court, picks up her dribble. That's a mistake. Hands it off to McLean, knocked on the floor. Still loose, and we're going to have a jump ball finally. Keely Graham picked up that ball in the wrong spot. Had nowhere to go with it, and ended up paying the price on the alternating possession. Sam Brown going to come into the game. And she's going to get Lillian Dumbler is going to get her first break of the game. I think they're going to talk to her a little bit. Nope. She's just headed down to get a break. Harvey Nelson showing up here, joining me in the stands just to my right. I've got Steve Morris and the Dumbler couple there behind me, along with Dave Dumbler. There's a pass on the right corner to Ray. She drives baseline, nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Rojas, 15-footer air ball. Rebound inside by Hill, no good. Rebound again, this time by Ray, kicks it out. Moore for three, no good. Loose ball pulled out of there by Graham. Whoa, four chances there for the Pirates. Graham penetrates all the way in, hands it to McLean, lays it up, no good. Tipped inside, Brown chases it down. She saves it back in, ball's loose. Graham gets it, spins in, loses the ball. Hill ahead to Moore. Moore all by herself, lays it up and in. That's the second time this game we've had a breakdown that's led to a fast break bucket on a loose ball. 12-8, 1 minute to go. Warriors down four. Warriors getting good looks on the offensive end. McLean, left angle to Hatch. Hatch on top. Tries to go back door to Graham. It was there. Graham stopped because she didn't make the pass, and then Hatch made the pass. Ball tipped out of bounds, though, by Dayton, I believe. So it's going to be Warrior basketball. Reg wants to take a timeout. This is going to be a 30-second variety, so we're going to stay here. Whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client, no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met today. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. All right. 51.1 seconds left in the first quarter. 12-8 Pirates. Get my drink of water there. Warriors basketball underneath the basket, about 8 feet. And he's going to move around about 6 or 7 feet away from the left side of the lane on the baseline. Warriors stack it up, throw it in. Ram gets it way out on top. Ram working on Melina Ray. Bounce pass inside to McLean. She turns, fouled, no call. And Spink comes out of the rebound. Pushes ahead to Ray. Plummer back on defense. Ray pulls up for a 12-footer. No good. Plummer with the rebound. Good job by Alyssa to get back on defense. 35 seconds to two. Great pass by Sam Brown, finding Hatch on the low block on the right side. Hatch's first one misses. So one more. Second one up and perfect. Hatch gets on the scoreboard there. The Warriors are within three. Spink walks it up, takes her time now with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Warriors down 12-9. Warriors in a 1-2-2 zone here. Spink surveying it. Goes and Dayton 14. The Warriors trail by five. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Got to get back. We've got a foul as look like Graham trying to cut to the hoop. It's going to be on Shadden, her first. Fourth team foul. Warriors don't have any fouls yet. Dumbler to inbound, left side of the key, on the baseline, gets it into McLean. She puts it up and in! She faked left, went back right, and out cut Rojas or Cisneros to the basket. Cisneros was guarding her. They dump it into Cisneros. She turns and she makes it. She had Dumbler pinned. She turns and gets the basket easily there. Cisneros with 4 points in the game. McLean leading all scorers with 8 so far. Warriors down 16-15. Early in the second quarter, McLean looking for a cutter, not there, goes to Plummer. Plummer swings left side to Graham. Graham looking inside, can't get McLean there. McLean working hard inside against Cisneros. And she pops out, gets the ball, takes a long jumper, no good. Cisneros with the rebound, hands it to Spink. Spink always coming to get that ball. She drives in on McLean, goes up with the left hand and scores. McLean did a good job not picking up a stupid foul there. Just made Spink work a little harder, but a nice move by Shawnee. 18-11 Pirates. Warriors need to get their offense on track here. They were going good early, struggling a little bit here in since about the middle of the first quarter. Hatch to McLean on the left angle. McLean takes a three, no good, and the rebound by Rojas. They're going to let her have that all day. Shaylin's shot a little flat today. Shadden out to Spink. Spink starts to dribble, now dumps it down to Shadden. Left baseline, wide open, no good. Weak side rebound, out of bounds, off of Cisneros as Dumbler and Plummer really pinched on her down there on the baseline, battling for that rebound. Good job by the Warrior teammates. Warriors basketball, minute and a half gone here in the second quarter, 18-11 Pirates. Warriors were up 6-2 in this game, so that's a 12-5 run since that point in favor of Dayton. McLean goes to the foul line, takes off. You got to play better defense, and they got to get something going on the offensive end now. Red switches up the play. Simple wheel offense. Some people call it white in some schools. And there's Dumbler gets stripped by Rojas on the wing. Spink pushes hard, top of the key. Now goes right side to Moore. Moore for three. No good. Up back rim. Gladden with a weak side rebound over Hatch. Back out to Moore. Moore will put up another three. That one long. Dumbler can't keep Cisneros off of her. You got to box her out better than that. Back out to Rojas. She misses. And Plummer almost had it. Spink gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Shawnee Spink weaseling away inside of Plummer there. and gets the put back. 23-11. Warriors struggling now at both ends of the floor. Graham in, gets fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I think that's going to be on Shadden. It is. That's Shadden's second. 15 foul. Warriors do not have a foul yet in this game, which I'm not sure is good. You'd like to see that defense maybe a little more assertive, not quite so soft on the perimeter. Graham to the line, makes the first one. Hard to imagine Keeley won't be, whoops, put that on the wrong person. Hard to imagine that Keeley won't be an all-league selection this year. She has just really stepped up. She was playing well when Morgan was in, and with Morgan going out and having to move to the point guard position, she's been phenomenal. There's a miss on the second one. Rojas gets the rebound. Warriors down by 11. Spink goes right corner to Ray. Ray looking inside, nothing there. Now they get it to Rojas. Rojas works the left. She's triple teamed, kicks it out. Shadden on the baseline, hits a little 10-footer. They all collapse, and Shadden gets the bucket. 25-12, Pirates. Graham. Pirates still a man-to-man defense against the Warriors here. Goes left angle to Brown. Brown down in the corner. McLean looks at the three, not there. Now she goes out on top to Plummer. Plummer to Dumler. Rojas on her, making it tough for her on the perimeter. Now she puts up a 22-footer, rims it, no good. Cisneros chases down the rebound, gets it ahead to Spink. Spink, cross court to the left corner to Ray, throws it down to Rojas. Rojas with a left hand, no good. Good defense by McLean, and Plummer with a rebound, hands it off to Graham. Graham pushes it up the middle of the floor. Warriors down 13, need to get something going on the offensive end. Left angle to Brown, back to Graham on top. Ray on her. Boy, the Pirates chest up the cutter so well. Every time a Warrior tries to cut, that defender gets between them and the line they want to take. Dumler pops out for a three. No good. That was the best look she's had in a couple of games there. Wide open from the left angle, just off the back of the rim. Spink, left corner. Shadden for three. No good. Cisneros with the rebound. Dumler's got to box her out better, but Graham gets the steal. Graham pushes up the right side. She's going to take it all the way up, and no good. Draws the foul. She's going to shoot two. That's going to be on Ray, I believe. Lily's going to have to move Cisneros away from the basket. She's given up about probably a solid 2 inches to her and about 20 or 30 pounds. Cisneros is a big, strong girl, and Lil just having a hard time pushing her back away from the basket. She's going to have to get more physical with her than she is. We're going to have a full timeout taken by the Pirates. They lead 25-12, 3:43 to go in the first half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball.
Hey gang, it's Marvin down here at Christensen Auto Sales. Hey, are you looking for a safe car for the winter? Something's going to last you a while? Come down, check us out. I've got an 05 Volvo XC90, great family car. This thing is loaded. It's got leather. It's got third row. This is a safe car. We just did a bunch of maintenance to it. This thing is ready to go. Good to go down the road for 80,000 miles before you should have to do any real maintenance to it. Come down, check us out. Let's see if we make you a great deal. This car's great shape. We're only asking $79.95. Come down, check it out. We also have some other great deals too. Come down. Let's see if we can make a deal for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors playing at Dayton tonight. Girls trailing by 13 here midway through the second quarter, 25-12. Warriors jumped out quick, 6-2, were able to get the ball inside to McLean several times. Plummer was able to sneak one in on the baseline. But the Warriors getting beat pretty bad in the rebound battle. Just giving too many second chance opportunities to Dayton. Cisneros especially doing a really good job on the boards against the Warriors. Keeley hits the first of two, but one more, and she hits them both. 3 points for Keeley tonight. 25-14 Pirates. Warriors need to stick it to them on defense now and find ways to score on the other end of the floor. Spink, playing with two fouls, goes right corner to Ray. Ray to the foul line, out to Rojas. Rojas dribbles around the top of the key and hands off to Shadden. Shadden trying to do a little weave here. Finally, they get it to Spink. Spink pulls up at the foul line. No good. Gets her own rebound. Her shot blocked by Dumler. Ball loose on the floor. And McLean comes out of there with it. Nice job. Kylie Hill trying to get a hand on that. McLean just ripped it away. Graham going 5-on-4. Kicks it out to Dumler Brown for three. She hits it. Sam Brown buries the three-pointer. She doesn't do that very often, but that one looked pure. 25-17 Warriors, 3 minutes to go. making a little noise here now. That's what I said. Both ends of the floor. They got the stop, and then they got the three. It's a good screen by Rojas. Graham fights through it. Spink loses the ball, gets it back. Goes back in the corner to Ray. Ray working on Brown. Brown charged up now after hitting that three. Spink will back it out and reset the offense. Left angle to Shadden. Shadden on top to Rojas. Rojas at 22 won't shoot that one. McLean stays by the foul line. They go right angle extended to Spink. Spink. They go left corner now to Shadden. And she hits a deep two. Good ball movement by the Pirates. They end up getting a good look for Shadden. But you know what? The Warriors will live with Shadden beating them. They don't want Spink and Rojas to beat them. High post. McLean goes to Brown. Brown wheeling and dealing. Misses the shot. What a nice move on the right side of the lane. There's a pass ahead from Spink to Ray. Ray picks it up. Back to Spink. Puts up a 22-footer. Buries it. You cannot leave that girl alone. She has 12 points in the first half. 30-17 in favor of the Pirates. Keeley with the ball. Goes right angle to Dumbler. Dumbler hasn't hit anything yet. Down in the corner to Brown. Back to Dumbler. Dumbler on top to McLean. McLean, man-to-man defense by the Pirates. Left angle to Graham. Back to McLean. Starts to back her way down. Turns from the foul line and buries it. Ugly looking shot. Can't believe Reg liked that one. But McLean hits her 10th point of the first half. Ray drives on Brown, kicks it out left side. Shadden puts up another 15-footer, no good. Rebound, McLean chases it down. Good job by Shay Lynn in there. Works her way, pivots back and forth, finally gets it past Ray to Graham. Graham pushes it up the right side. Little hesitation, dribble, gets past Ray all the way to the basket, lays it in. What a nice move by Keeley Graham. 5 points in the first half, and it's 30-21, minute 15 to go in the first half. Spink with the ball out by the center circle, setting up the offense. They're going to spread this out a little bit. They go five out here. Kylie Hill up top. Both guys, both wings screened down. They're going to run this down, I think, to one shot. Ray with the ball out on top to Hill. Rosenbaum set to check in the next dead ball for the Warriors. Rojas, top of the key, out to Shadden. It looks like they might play for one shot. I don't know. It's a long time. 40 seconds to go. So no. Rojas turns, puts up a 15-footer. No good. Ray gets it. Nobody boxed her out. Shadden to Hill. Back out on top to Spink. 35 seconds to go, first half. 30-21, Dayton. Spink to Shadden. Back to Spink. Wants to drive. Graham cuts her off. Graham gets a little screen there. Now she gets it to Ray. Back to Spink. Keeley keeping a close eye on her. Spink crosses over, gets a good screen from Rojas. Go in the corner, back to Spink. Spink gets another screen from Rojas. Keeley to the ground again. Spink pulls up and misses. And then we're going to have a foul called on Shaylin McLean on the shot. Reg working the official pretty hard there. Rojas sets a mean screen. And Reg not happy with it, says that she's squatting a little bit and sticking her knee out a little bit. First one good by Spink. She'll have one more here. Keeley doing everything she could to chase Spink. And Spink keeps going back and forth across that screen by Rojas. Spink hits a pair. We got a sub as Moore comes in and Spink goes out. So she doesn't pick up her third foul with 9.1 seconds to go. Warriors down 11 and the ball, 9 seconds. They roll it in. Keeley will pick it up about the three-point line. She goes right past Ray. Keeps driving to Brown. Brown puts up a three, a little long. Dumbler on the weak side gets the rebound, and she's fouled. No, she traveled. Oh, she was tied up. It should have been a jump ball or a foul. Instead, they call her for a travel. So Reg worked that official over about the moving screen, and he turns around and gives a pretty questionable call at the other end against Lil. 2.8 seconds to go. Spink back in the game, pulls up from 10 feet beyond half court and just misses that one to the right. So after two quarters, Warriors with 21 points and the Pirates with 32. I got a rowdy crowd behind me here. They're not happy about some of these lack of calls. Reg hands on his hips, waiting to talk to the officials. He's giving them the stare down right now. And if you know Reg, you know what I mean. Hands on the hips, leaning that head forward a little bit, using that full frame of his to stare down the official. And he's giving him the look all the way to the table. He's waiting to get a word in here, I think. The officials are taking their time over at the scorer's table. And Reg waiting patiently to give them an earful, I think. Yeah, he's going to turn and walk away finally. But he gave him the stare down there for about 30 seconds or so, letting him know not happy at all. about the moving screens and then the call at the other end. Thought Lil should have been at the line shooting as she was trying to go up for that shot, and they called her for a travel. All right, 32-21 Pirates at halftime. Warriors hanging in there. Had it down to 9 there right before the end of the second quarter, but couldn't stay in there. Last 3 points of the quarter. Or I guess they had it down to 9. Now it's 11. So the last bucket scored by the Pirates. Okay, we're going to take a break here for a couple minutes. Come back, give you some scoring totals in the first half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Hey, welcome back to halftime. The girls' varsity action between the Pirates and your Warriors. Pirates leading 32-21 at the half. Warriors were down 14-9 after one. They had a 6-2 lead early in this game. Shaylin McLean leading the way for the Warriors with 10. Keely Graham with 5. Samantha Brown hit a 3. Plummer with 2 and Hatch with 1. For the Pirates, Shawnee Spink doing what Shawnee Spink does as a defending player of the year in the 3A girls basketball. She had 14 in the first half. Hit a pair of threes, got to the foul line for 2 shots, made them both, and hit 3 2-pointers. Shadden, Hill, Cisneros with 4 each, and Ray, Moore, and Rojas with 2 each. So the Warriors have to be happy about Kalina Rojas only having 2 points. Did a great job on her in the first half. Spink hurt them a little bit, but what really hurt them, and what I'm sure Reg will talk about, is just the lack of defensive rebounding, giving them second and third and sometimes 4 chances at one end of the floor. One of those ended up in a 3-pointer by Spink. Another one ended up in Spink rebounding her own miss. She shot a 15-footer, and after a couple of, I guess it wasn't her miss, but she shot the ball, and the ball was tipped a couple of times, and then all of a sudden she had inside position on Plummer, stripped it away from her, laid it up and in. So it's things like that. It's not so much the set offense that the Warriors are having trouble with. It is they're determined to take away what Spink can do and what Rojas can do and make somebody else beat them. I think they're doing that well. But they're just not closing out the possession by getting the after they get the stop by getting the rebound and getting going the other way. On the offensive end, Shaylin, 10 points in the first half. She was probably 5 out of 10 from the field, something like that. Shot the ball fairly well. Forced a couple of ugly shots when the offense wasn't really working very well. Keely Graham with 5, as I said, and putting some pressure on. She's drawn 2 fouls on, she's drawn 4 fouls so far in the game. 2 of those were on Spink, and I think 2 of them on Shadden. Where the Warriors were struggling offensively is they've had a couple of good looks from three-point range. McLean missed one from there. Lil's missed a couple. She had one just great look she'd love to have back. And then Brown was able to make one, but not enough looks for Lillian Dumler. Man-to-man defense, they've got Rojas on her, so they've got good length on her. And Rojas is guarding her out to about 21, 22 feet. She'll go outside the three-point line to follow her. And that's making it tough on Lil. I'd like to see Lily catch that ball, give her a little pump fake and go past her, put it on the floor. We'll see if she'll do that in the second half. All right, I'm going to take a break for a couple minutes, get my voice rested up here for an exciting second half of Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W Car Star, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
For 90 years, Country Financial has been listening. In 1927, when movies first talked. In 1964, when the British invaded America. And still listening when our office opened this morning. Because at Country Financial, listening is what allows us to help you create a customized plan with insurance and financial solutions to help you own your future. We're here to listen.
Your local Country agent is Tim Harsma. Tim's a graduate of Amity High School and a huge supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs today at 503-565-2043.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Since their doors first opened in 1983, D&D Electrical strives to be a different kind of 472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
At Country Financial, we understand what it's like to lay awake late at night, tossing and turning about saving for the future. There's counting sheep or late-night TV. But having a professional to speak with could help you sleep better. It's why Country Financial representatives are trained to really listen and help you create a plan with insurance and financial solutions customized to meet your needs to help you own your future and rest assured.
Your local Country agent is Tim Harsma. Tim is an outstanding supporter of all Warrior Athletics. Contact him today for your insurance needs at 503-565-2043. Hey, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Getting ready to start the second half here where the Warriors trailing the Pirates by 11, 32-21. There were a lot of things that worked well in the first half. What didn't work well was the rebounding end of things, especially. All right, Pirates ball to start the third quarter. Spink, two fouls, works it right side to Ray. Ray starts to drive. Gets it down low to Cisneros. Nothing there. Steps through. Right-hand hook. No good. Battling weak side rebound, Shad. Shad gets it out to Spink. Spink starts to drive. Gets it right corner to Ray. Ray, she starts to drive, and then out to Rojas on top. Rojas hands off to Spink. Spink goes left angle. Now they dump it down into Rojas. Works it with the left hand up and in. Over the double team. Rojas with just 4 points in the game. That's one of those, again, an offensive rebound turns into 2 points. McLean back out on top to Graham. Graham, now they try to dump it inside. McLean gets it. Hard to save that one. Bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch, her pass stolen by Cisneros. Cisneros to Spink ahead to Ray. Ray bounce pass to Cisnero or to Rojas, and tied up by McClain. Good defense there by Shea Lynn. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. Graham brings it up. Still man-to-man defense by the Pirates. Goes left angle to McClain. McClain looking at cutters. Hits Lil. Lil puts it on the floor. Kicks it out. Tried to kick it out to Plummer. Plummer thought she was going to shoot it and was crashing the board. And Lil threw it to nobody. 34-21 Pirates and the ball. Ray on the right angle. Plummer on her. Warriors in man-to-man now. They kick it out. Left angle. Spink with the dribble now out top. Shad puts up a three, buries it. Well, that was the one that the Warriors were going to let shoot, and now she's hit a three. They may have to close up a little bit on her. Bounce pass into McClain. McClain turns to the foul line. Hit on the hand on the follow through. No call. Comes up way short on that one. If McClain would shoot that ball with more arch, she'd get that call. Spink all the way with the left hand, scores, driving through traffic. Nobody stopped her, and Reg's girls are in trouble right now, 39-21. 7-0 run, and finally Reg gets a timeout. 39-21. 7-0 run in the first minute 56 of the third quarter. This is going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
It's time to start with savings at Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley. Some fantastic specials through the 28th of February. A 26-piece screwdriver set with rack, only $19.99. That's less than a buck per screwdriver, and you get the stand. Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, only $4.99 a quart. Pennzoil Conventional Motor Oil, only $3.49 a quart. Buy the Napa Legend Premium Battery and get a...
McClain on top to Hatch. Hatch with the ball, swings it right angle to Graham. Graham tries to dump it inside, and we've got a foul called on McClain. She was battling for position in there. It was going to be a turnover either way, either a foul or throwing it away. McClain's second foul. First team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. 39-21, Warriors trailing by 18. They were down 11 at halftime. They haven't been able to do anything here in the third quarter. Shad in left angle, extended. Now the Warriors back in the zone, back to a 2-3 here, or 3-2, kind of morphing in and out of that. They swing it way down to the right corner to Spink. Out on top, stolen by Graham. Graham, Ray back on defense. Graham takes her all the way with the right hand, up and under, and scores. What a miraculous shot that was by Keely Graham. She thought she was going to get a foul, didn't, had to scoop it with the right hand as she was falling towards the out-of-bounds line and got it off the glass and in. Warriors trap Spink. They're back to this zone because that's what they had some luck with there in the first half. Shadden swings it left angle to Ray. Ray, they got Spink running baseline. They get it to her in the left corner. She's trapped, goes inside to Rojas. Rojas, right side, Shadden dumps it into Cisneros. Cut off by Dumbler, back out to Shadden. Good defense there by the Warriors. Interior girls. Left corner, Spink for three. No good on that one. Shadden with a weak side rebound. Another second chance opportunity for the Pirates. Spink out on top, swings it left angle to Ray. Spink runs through. They get it to her. She goes low to Cisneros. Traveled. They were a little late on the call, but they got it. She took a little rabbit hop after she caught the ball. And so that's a travel. 39-23 Warriors trailing by 16. 4.5 minutes to go. Brown going to check in at the next dead ball. Dumbler, right corner, right angle, three. Good! She sticks that one. That one went around the rim and finally dropped in. Lil with her first basket of the game. Had a talk with her at halftime, encouraging her to, if Rojas is going to come way out on her like that, to put it on the floor. Inside, Cisneros loses it, gets it back, puts it up, no good. Dumbler with a weak side rebound. Hands off to Graham, 13-point game. Warriors trying to fight back into this one, folks. Graham to Dumbler. Dumbler, 23-footer. Good! Lillian Dumbler sticking it in Rojas's eye from 23 feet. What a shot by Lil. She's in a groove now. It's a 10-point game. Steve Morris giving me a tap on the shoulder there. Maybe I'm getting a little too excited, Steve. I don't know. Foul line jumper, good by Rojas. And a timeout taken by Spink. Coach Spink, that is. Rojas has 6 points in the game. What a shot by Lil, though. to get the Warriors back into this. He's starting to feel it a little bit now. This looks like it's going to be a full timeout. Hey, if you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right, we are just about ready to get out of this timeout here. Warriors got to be feeling a little bit better. They were down 18, now they're down 12. After the 7-0 run by the Pirates to open up the second half, they took that. And then since then, the Warriors have been back on an 8-2 run. So back and forth here a little bit. Warriors basketball, down 12. Jaden Moore going to come in for the Pirates at the next dead ball. Moore, a former Amity Middle School Eagle before she transferred over here. Rojas now guarding Dumler everywhere. Dumler gets a little screen. They try to go inside to Graham. She kicks it back out to McLean. McLean to Hatch. Hatch puts up an 18-footer. Buries it. Hannah Hatch. Catch and shoot. 3 points in the game for Hannah. Warriors back within 10. Coming up on the 3-minute mark in the third quarter. Shadden with the ball. Left corner, Ray. Ray against this Warriors zone. Back out on top to Spink. Spink works to the right side. Goes in the corner to Ray. Back out to Spink. Spink puts up a 23-footer herself. No good. Offensive rebound put back by Rojas. Nobody got a body on Kalina Rojas. That's the risk-reward there. They throw it down inside to McLean. She loses it. Chases it down. Long pass there. Gets it out to Dumler. Rojas way out on her. I would like to see Dumler take her off the dribble there. They go inside to McLean. McLean should have been fouled. No call. Brown gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. Sam Brown with 5 points now. She cuts it back to a 10-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. Warriors giving the Pirates a little taste of their own medicine on the offensive rebound conversion there. Ray down in the right corner with it. Dribbles out, gives it back to Shadden. Shadden, left angle, Spink, dribbles across, gets it to Shadden, fakes the three, back to Spink on top, goes left corner, Ray. Ray head fake, dribbles into about 18, misses badly, rebound by Dumler. Tipped away by Brown, and Dumler was able to corral it on the weak side. Graham with the ball. Warriors looking to be aggressive offensively. She penetrates in, back out to Dumler. Dumler for three, this one's way short, picked out of the air by Spink. That one just didn't come off the hand right at all. She kicks it left corner to Ray. Ray dribbles out. Cut off by Hatch. Goes inside to Rojas. Rojas out to Shadden. Shadden for three on the right side. Looks good. It is. Makes it back to a 13-point lead. Warriors keep battling back, cutting this game down to 10. It's been yo-yoing between 18 and 10 now here in the second half. Graham with the ball. Gets a little screen. Works her way back out on top. Still looking for something to do. Now goes to McLean on the left angle. McLean looking for cutters. Goes down in the corner to Hatch. Back out to McLean. McLean being the facilitator. Drives in. Brown. Brown works off. Goes the other way. And then back out to Graham. Graham drives baseline. Back to Brown. Brown. Couple of dribbles. Dumps it back inside to Graham. And off the leg of Ray and out of bounds. Brown probably should have just caught and shot that ball when Graham kicked it out to her. More into the game for the Pirates as Shadden goes out. Warrior basketball. Graham, left angle, fakes the three, drives on Ray. It's inside, goes right corner. Hatch for three, no good. McLean battling inside, gets the rebound. She'll reset the offense here. Dribbles out to Dumler. Dumler, oh, tried to go inside, and Hill undercut the pass and stole it away. Good anticipation by Kylie Hill. Picks up her dribble, gets it out to Moore. Moore on the right corner now to Spink, and Spink will set things up again. The ball's in Spink's hands. It's in good hands for the Pirates. 46-33, Warriors down. 30 seconds to go now here in the third quarter. Right corner, now out to Moore. She goes left angle to Spink, and we've got a timeout called by the official saying there's blood on Keely Graham. Not sure if it's her blood or not. It must be a scratch on her leg. They're going to make her go out. So Alyssa Plummer back into the game for the Warriors as Graham needs to get the bleeding stopped. Coach Sawyer on it, getting her cleaned up down there. Some help from Catherine McMullen, ASB president, doing her job, leading over there on the med kit there, making sure Coach Sawyer had what she needed to get so they can get Keeley back into the game here to start the fourth quarter. Under 20 seconds to go now, third quarter. Spink going to hold the ball for one shot. Warriors down 13. They're going to need quite the fourth quarter here to make this a ball game. They go trying to go high post, knocked away by Plummer. Now Dumbler comes up with it. 7 seconds to go. Gets it to Plummer. Plummer gets past Moore. Top of the key. Goes down to McLean. McLean puts it up. No good. Gets it back. Puts it up and no good. It was so close. She had it. I think she rushed the shot the second time, thinking the clock was going to run out. All right. After three quarters, Warriors hanging around in this game. They're down 46-33. See if they can make a push to start the final period. You're listening to Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a full-service local company that can handle your industrial control needs? Call D&D Electrical McMinnville. Whether it's design, analysis, cost estimation, programming, process control, line construction, installations, emergency power, winery production services, and much more. Big company support with small town service. D&D Electrical McMinnville. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now in industrial control. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Hey, welcome back to exciting Warrior basketball here. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter in Dayton, where the Warriors trail the Pirates 46-33. They've had their chances to cut into this. They've been hurt by the second chance opportunities by Dayton. It's going to be Dayton basketball to start the fourth quarter. Moore gets it into Ray. Ray at the foul line hits the jumper just like that. So quick popper there by Molina Ray. Makes it a 15-point game. Hatch with the ball. Right angle. Starts to drive. Ball stripped away by Spink. That's probably the wrong person to try to drive on. Spink pushes up the middle of the floor. Goes right angle to Ray. Ray fakes the three back out to Spink. Spink for three. Hits it. Plummer got drilled in the side of the head by somebody as they were running up the floor. Took a hard fall. Spink now with 19 points in the game. Plummer down on the right baseline. Back out to McLean. Warriors down 18 now. They need a quick push here to get back into this. What they did in the second beginning of the second half, they were down 18. They cut it back to 10 pretty quick. McLean pulls up, hits the jumper from about 15 feet. Nice soft touch she has there. Her first basket since the first half. 12 points in the game for Shaylin, leading the Warriors scoring tonight. Moore takes a three from the left angle. No good. Dumbler couldn't get to the rebound. Long rebound. Nobody boxed out. Rojas. Ray will put up a three from the right angle. No good. And Plummer couldn't get it. Knocked on the floor. And it's going to be a foul, I think, on Plummer, tripping Cisneros as she was trying to go for the ball. She got a hand wrapped around Cisneros' leg, knocking her to the floor.
Yeah, I see her.
6:44 to go in the game. Warriors get Graham back into the game, as well as Jenna Lopez. Jenna, number 15, a freshman, good defender. Going to get a little rest for Hannah Hatch there. They go to the right corner after the inbound to Ray. Ray hits a deep two on the inbound. She's got 6 points in the game. She's got 4 points in the fourth quarter. Warriors are down 18 again. Graham with the ball. Spink pushes it ahead. Graham knocks it out of bounds. Keeley with good anticipation there of that pass ahead. Spink with great court vision, able to really get that ball ahead. They get a quick inbounds to Rojas. Rojas turns and hits a little 10-footer rainbow. Rojas, who only had 2 points in the first half, now has 10, and the Warriors are down 20 just like that. Lopez in the right corner to Dumbler. Dumbler starts to drive, cut off there, steps back, tries the three, and it's blocked by Rojas. Can't do that on Rojas. She's too crafty. It's a good attempt to drive there, but the baseline cut her off too. Left corner three by Ray. No good. Brown tied up with Cisneros inside. Sand had it. Cisneros got in there and tied her up. It's going to be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. 5:48 to go, fourth quarter. 55-35. Warriors down 20. It's now or never, folks. They're going to have to score and score quickly here, get a bunch of points in a short period of time to get back into this game. Dayton can run clock, too, with the best of them. Lopez loses the ball, stolen away, pass off her hands. Ray ends up with it to Spink. Spink pushes it ahead left side. Rojas fakes the 18-footer, and then her pass stolen by Brown. Brown recovers it as she crosses half court, gets it to Lopez. Lopez back to Dumbler. Dumbler puts up a 22-footer, knocked to the floor. She's going to shoot three. Rojas late getting to her that time. and the Dayton fans booing about this. And it's funny, as I look across the gym, there's Dayton and Amity colors just mixed together throughout the whole far side of the gym. A lot of these people know each other. Both sets of fans can be pretty rowdy at times, get behind their teams pretty vocally. Dumler hits the first. And Steve Morris behind me telling me that's a, telling Grandma Dumler that's the worst flop he's ever seen, but Lil got the call. She hits the first two. She'll have one more. Worst flop ever, Steve? Oh, okay. Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, he wasn't talking about Lil flopping. I didn't see her flop. She misses the third one after hitting the first two. 8 points in the game for Dumler. 18-point game. Moore with the ball. They're going to run clock every time down here. Make this a short game. They go inside to Rojas. She's doubled. She dribbles out of that. Throws it cross court. Spink puts up a wide open three. No good. Rebound inside. Brown battling. Comes out of there within a foul by Cisneros. Or no, by Rojas. Great job by Brown to get inside position and physically hold that position against Rojas. Rojas is, she's a specimen. 5'11", very athletic, strong, real crafty. And Sam comes out of the game getting a break, giving some good minutes there. And they get Rosenbaum into the game. Kaya, freshman post, getting her some minutes here in a big game. Three-pointer left angle, no good by McLean. Lopez gets the rebound. She puts up an 18-footer. Won't stay in. Dumler with the rebound. Puts it up. No good. She rushed her shot. And finally, Moore comes out of there with the rebound. She pushes it up the right side, getting wolfed there by Graham. She pulls up. Now gets it to Spink. Warriors back in that 2-3 zone. Extending, trapping the corners. They throw it inside. Cisneros blocked from behind by Lopez. And Lopez tried to chase it down. Gets run over by Cisneros. The freshman, Lopez, blocking Cisneros from behind. And then chasing down the ball in the corner, Cisneros running into her as Lopez put the brakes on. Second foul on Cisneros, third team foul, only two for the Warriors. Neither team having any kind of significant fouling in this game. Officials letting them play like it's a varsity game, and that's what you got to do. Nobody likes to see those start and stop games. They get old real quick. No flow to them. This game's had good flow. Lopez out on top. Ball tipped away by Rojas. Chased down by Dumler. She's going to let it go out of bounds, actually, off of Rojas so they can reset the offense. Dumler to inbound. Far side of the court at half court. Gets it into Graham. 4 minutes to go now in the game. Warriors down 18 to McLean. McLean penetrates in. Throws up a brick. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Puts it up. Can't finish. Couldn't get it on the glass. She got it on the back of the rim. Got to put that one on the glass, Kaya. Spink with the ball, slowing it up. Swings it left side to Shadden. Shadden now finds Spink on the right baseline as she was cutting back door. Spink reverses it to Ray. Ray starts to penetrate, cut off, back out to Shadden. Looks at the three, doesn't want it. Back to Ray. Ray on top now to Spink, and they reset the offense. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Trying to get out to the corner. This time they don't get out to the corner. Ray gets a good look and hits the three. That time, Rosenbaum got caught inside. And Reg is going to take a 30-second timeout. Rosenbaum got caught inside, couldn't get out to the corner, and it was too far for the guard out on top to come all the way down. All right, folks, 3:20 to go. Warriors down 21. I think Reg is going to go deep into the bench now for the rest of this game and give some young players a chance to show their stuff here in varsity action. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 13 Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. All right, on the floor for the Warriors, Rosenbaum, Morrison, Williams, Graham, and Andrade. Jenna Lopez getting some extended minutes there in the fourth quarter. Did a good job, especially at the defensive end, showing some potential there. Graham, right angle to Andrade, to Williams on top. Swings it to Rosenbaum, now to Morrison on top. Morrison backs it out. It's Graham on the left angle. Now to Andrade off her fingertips and stolen away by Moore. Moore pushing it up the left side. Andrade bumps her. It's going to be a foul on Talia. Moore misses the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Andrade, her first foul, 13 foul on the Warriors. Warriors down 21, under 3 minutes to go now here in the game. First one by Moore is good. Moore with 3 points in the game. One more for Jaden. Taking her time there at the foul line. Gets it up and no good. Battle inside Cisneros, gets the rebound over Morrison. She misses a shot. And then we've got Rosenbaum battling with Rojas, and it's going to be on Rojas, I believe. Good job by Kaya. Holding that inside position, battling for the rebound, forcing Rojas to go over her back to be able to get that. Cisneros out, and Beth Moore. I don't know why I said that. Beth Shirley into the game. Beth Shirley, one of my favorite little girls. Junior in high school now, not a little girl. I've known Beth since she was, I'm going to say, I think second grade when I met Beth over in Cove, Oregon. Her dad, who's the athletic director and vice principal here in Dayton, was my principal and athletic director there in Cove for 4 years, and know his girls real well. Saw Maddie before the game. Maddie, one of the great throwers in West Valley League history, used to compete with Lindsay McShane, meet in and meet out. And Maddie Shirley, as Lindsay's down at Oregon State throwing, Maddie Shirley's doing the decathlon at Linfield. Just a great kid, great family. Nice to see Beth playing basketball. All right, 2:43 to go, 59-37. Got some subs going in and out. That's why I'm jabbering here. It's going to be Warrior basketball underneath their own basket. Husky to inbound. Gets in the corner to Williams. Malin dribbles out to the top, swings it to Morrison. Morrison down in the corner to Andrade. Andrade back out on top of Husky. Husky for three. Rims it around, no good. And Cisneros with the rebound. 2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Myers passes the ball right angle to Moore. Moore backs it out to Cisneros. Cisneros back to Moore, or to Myers, excuse me. Myers now on top to Helvey. Helvey back to Myers. Taking some time off the clock here. Myers now fakes the corner. Now she goes in the corner to Moore. Moore tries to go bounce pass inside to Shirley. Ball is out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 1:58 to go, fourth quarter. Comfortable win for the Pirates over the Warriors tonight. Warriors made them work for it, though, for three quarters of the game, and then just couldn't keep it together there in the fourth, beginning of the fourth quarter. Dayton able to pull away. Not so much because of hot shooting or anything. Rosenbaum with a nice drive with a left hand and then puts it back up with a right hand over the top of the defense. Rosenbaum with her first basket of the game. Back to a 20-point game. Nice move by Kaya there. So some potential as a post going forward here on this team. Moore goes inside of Cisneros, and she did the little rabbit hop again, and that's a travel. She catches the ball with her feet on the floor, and then she jumps, and that's something Coach Spink's going to have to work on that move. Cisneros, both times she's tried to make a real deliberate post move, she's traveled. That might be just nerves, no rhythm down there. Husky drives in on the right baseline. Pulls up for a little short jumper, short on the jumper. She gets inside and comes out of there with a rebound. Good job by Brene to Andrade. Andrade, 18-footer, buries it. Shot by Talia. Her first basket of the game. 59-41, 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Emily Maple's going to come into the game. Next dead ball. Myers goes in the corner. There's a jumper from there by number 33. That's Tate Ashley, and she's a 5'5 guard, sophomore. She gets her first basket of the game. Rosenbaum out and Maples in. Kaya got some minutes tonight. Did a good job really battling. She was in the game with the Rojas girl, who I think is the best post in the state. And she battled her for the boards and wasn't afraid to take the ball right at her either. Bodes well. Kaya needs to work hard on that offensive end and the defensive end of the floor in this offseason. Get herself ready for big league basketball out there. There's a three by Myers, or by Malin Williams, no good. Maples tries to save it, throws it back to the Amity bench, but that would be out of bounds. 44 seconds ago, fourth quarter. 61-41, Dayton. Myers throws it in to Tate Ashley gets it ahead to Shirley, stolen by Andrade. Andrade comes out of there with it, pushing up the middle of the floor, gets it ahead to Husky. Husky takes it right into Myers, misses the shot. Rebound by number 45, that's Haley Barth. Barth to Myers. Myers in the right corner. Helvey fakes the shot, goes baseline, comes up short. Maples with the rebound. In traffic. 15 seconds to go here in the game. Right corner. Andrade misses the 17-footer. Myers with the rebound. 8 seconds to go. Myers up the right side. She'll slow it down. And that'll be the game. Final score, 61-41 in favor of the Pirates. We will hope for better results in the boys' varsity action, which is to follow here in just a minute. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and be right back with some scoring totals for you. You're listening to Warrior Basketball.